Ethics in Business. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
After Watergate in the 70s, business schools came to a realization that they had equipped students well with excellent quantitative skills. They were able to look at financial statements and make decisions that were required. But then they began to think, perhaps we've not equipped them with critical thinking skills so that they can face ethical issues. And it's my belief that one of the best ways to teach that is through the use of teaching cases.
Professor of Entrepreneurship Marlene Reed spends much of her time writing published cases for journals and textbooks. She teaches ethics in her classroom using those stories based on real-life experiences from interviews of people who've been faced with difficult decisions.
Find out something about the dimensions of that decision. What are the things they thought about at the time? And, of course, we always try to bring into the cases all of the negative as well as positive elements of the decision. For instance, in making a decision, very often there are some very serious possible repercussions to a person's career. You know, we have to live with the consequences of our decisions, both good and bad. And we've all made some bad decisions along the way. When we make decisions that may have consequences that are far-reaching, we need to think through carefully, you know, as individuals, our own value system. And each one of us grows up with a kind of a value system that we either got from our parents or perhaps our teachers, and that we just need to remind ourselves of that every day. We are protecting our name and perhaps our family name.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.